Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to She Podcast. This is episode 251. Can you guys believe it? We have been here for 250 plus episodes now. Congratulations to us. With me, as always, my co-host, the lovely and graceful Elsie Lee Escobar, and our producer, John Domingo from WATW.
I'm going, my rap name is Funky Cold Domingo.
I love, oh my God, Funky Cold Domingo. I'm digging that. So, Elsie, last time we recorded, I was coughing like crazy.
Okay.
And it has not gotten better. In fact, I finished a steroid pack and nothing has changed. In fact, the night after that, I coughed so hard that I threw up all night the other night. I thought I was going to break a rib. So I know you can't see me. I'm actually just living on the toilet so that I can peeing in my pants. So we're recording. I'm in my bathroom on the toilet because I eat in here. I'm sleeping in here. I'm joking. I'm not in the bathroom, but you sounded like you believed me. But
I did believe you because I can't see you at this moment. So therefore, I was like, oh my God, she is in the bathroom.
There would be an echo, but I might as well because I could pee, flush, cough, and pee my pants.
Oh my God.
Like, I can't even not pee my pants. Even if I did live on the toilet, it wouldn't matter. The second I stand up and cough, wet myself, have to go to the bathroom.
Ugh.
I've borrowed some of Isaac's diapers, but they're too small. No, I just honestly, as soon as this cough is over, I'm going to the doctor and I'm going to ask that I have my bladder removed.
Oh, are you?
Either that or just put you down.
So I'm not the only one. So the other woman that I started working out with, her name's Brianna, she's having this, she has asthma and bronchitis. Like it sucks because we signed up to do a group workout and then both Brianna and I have been ill since then. And I was like, well, you know, the blessing is that all of us drop our kids off at the same time. The curse is that when they get sick, nobody will be here. And that's like what's happened for the last 2 weeks. So she's having the same problem. I thought it was because I gave birth when I was older, but she's like 15 years younger than me. And she's like, same thing. I can't stop peeing my pants. Every time I cough, I pee my pants.
Wow.
So at least I know I'm not alone. However, I don't like smelling like a great grandmom.
Oh my God, that's just disgusting. I'm not sure I want to start.
I'm joking.
Our fancy...
I don't smell. I'm taking good care of my hygiene and everything. And I've, you know, lots and lots of clothes. So it's fine.
You know, I think pretty soon adult diapers are going to outsell baby diapers.
I'm surprised they don't already because baby boomers are the largest generation, as far as I know. They should already be doing that. I mean, I don't know how old you have to be fully incontinent. Like, this is not normal incontinence. This is bronchitis incontinence. Like, I normally don't need assistance in this area. So, like, I'm wondering, though, do women your age need constant assistance in this area? Like, 15 years from now, am I going to be just peeing my pants while I walk down the street or what?
I would imagine if you sneeze or cough or...
Well, that's now. But I'm saying like...
Turn your head fast.
Now, panty liners kind of do the trick. But I'm wondering like in 50... Like when I'm 50... When I'm... Oh, God. 15 years from now, I'll be 60. Holy shit. When I'm 60, what will happen? Will I just never... Like, will I have to wear that all the time? Does J-Lo have incontinence? That is the question of the day. Thank you, Elsie.
You're welcome.
Is she 15 years older than that?
Yeah, she's 50. She just turned 50.
50 is 2 years older than you. I'm saying 60.
Oh, 60. Oh, okay.
You're not incontinent, are you? You didn't have...
No. No, I mean, no, I you know...
You had a C-section, didn't you?
I did. But when I had my baby, when I had Maymay vaginally, then yes, things changed. I was trying... You know, it was so weird when you were saying like... Well, you know, my friend is 15 years younger. And I was like, well, when I heard Hunter, I didn't have any problems. And then you just pointed it out. I had a C-section.
Yeah, C-section. Of course you didn't have any problems, you bitch. But also, I had two children with no problems because I was 22. And you would have not even noticed I had kids. Like, nothing was different. My boobs were in the same place. Everything was all in the same place. They were 5 pounds. You know, one push, whoosh, I shot him across the room. Everything was done.
Right.
I probably had bigger, you know, what's in there other than babies. That's terrible.
Oh my God.
Can't believe I just said that. But I'm saying everything was fine until Isaac and I lost 50 pounds. And I thought I'm going to be so in shape and everything's going to be great. And then I gave birth to him and it was like gravity just fucking pummeled me. I didn't even breastfeed this kid. My boobs, I have to like pull them out of my belt now. Even my knees are like falling.
Yeah.
Most of this is an exaggeration. I'm just saying it is considerably different when you're older. And I mean, I was 15 years older. It's different when you give birth at 39 than when you give birth at 22. Much, much different.
Well, yeah. And it also is like, I think it has to do with age as well, because yes, I gave birth to Mei Mei vaginally. And yes, it did things differently because it does. You pushed a child out of something that was not previously stretched. And then, yes, and it does go back for the most part. But for me, it does feel like when I'm looking at pictures of me when I just found a picture of me when I graduated from college. And I like made my face really big so I could like look at my face, and I barely recognized myself because I was so full of extra layers. Yes. Like my little face is like rounder. My whole face is different.
But you are very, very, it's true. Like I was cleaning out my photography, and I found pictures that I screenshots that I took of you in that soap opera you did. Like you did there's a YouTube of Elsie in a soap opera when she was 25. Yes. And I swear you can't fucking recognize her. The makeup, yes, but also her hair is different. Her skin is different. Her eyes are a different color. Like everything is different. Not in a bad way, but just different.
I was fuller. I had more like, you know,
it's like you had four extra layers of skin, not fat, but skin.
Yeah.
Where did it go, Elsie? Where's all your skin?
My children like sucked it out. And I think it's the same thing. Like you're saying, gravity holds it and then it's dry. And I'm just like dry.
I think
skinny.
You breastfed so long that they took out the rest of your bodily fluids that you needed to look moisturized.
Yes, you're correct. So
you have
to
no cheeks. Right. She has no cheeks, no wrists, no ass, no boobs. She's like she looks like a balloon that's been deflated and then turned inside out.
Yeah, but I do. I actually think
that's so mean when I say it like that. I'm not better though, because I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, where did this extra chin? How did I get this extra chin? And then when I try to do the me emoji, like you know how they have the new me emoji where you turn it on and it does your face? My frown, my marionette lines are so bad that the me emoji is frowning. Even if I'm not frowning, it's like, and I'm like, that's not cool. No.
That's not cool. No, it's not.
I don't mind being fat, but I don't want to look like I'm frowning.
Yeah, but now we're going to have to stop talking about the sadness of growing older and move into the joy of sharing our favorite things, because this is sort of like our gift guide / favorite things we love this year and things that we would like to tell you about. And stuff.
The first thing that we really love that we're excited to talk about today, should I?
Our sponsor, Edgar?
Yes. No. Our sponsor, Meet Edgar.
Meet Edgar. Sorry.
So you guys, Elsie and I have used Meet Edgar for a long time. It's a social media scheduling tool that helps you focus on your show, not on your social. They have a new pricing tier that's perfect for podcasters. For the longest time, they were $49. And if you didn't have a lot of stuff to schedule and a lot of balls in the air, $49 probably seemed like a lot. But now for $19 a month, you can do 3 social media accounts and automatically post 10 times a week. So that's 2 a day, Monday through Friday, for just $20 a month. So set up your recurring stuff, import your content from your RSS feeds, or bulk upload it like I do with like a whole list in a spreadsheet, and you can just bulk it up there and Edgar will do the rest. It's nice because it has like a visual calendar where you can see what's going on what day and what channel. It's really nice, especially for visual thinkers. All you do is set it up and let it do the rest. You can start your first month for $1 by visiting, write it down, meetedgar.com/shepodcast. And that is Meet Edgar, like Edgar Bergen, for those older listeners. Meet Edgar, E-D as in dog, G as in gross, A-R as in right on, /shepodcast. It's the easiest way to reach more listeners without wasting a ton of time on your social. And actually, I think I'm going to get into more. We need a new segment where I'd like to start talking about processes and tools. I want to do I know Elsie has tool tips, but I want to do like a tool review for setting up processes and systems, because I'm starting to feel like that's my jam and I don't talk about it enough. And I do
totally
like Elsie and John, and people have always like commented on the fact that like I've literally tried every tool out there for certain things, like CRM. I've tried every tool for social. I've tried every tool for project management. And I feel like I should start talking about them and letting you know like why I like or dislike them, especially because people are constantly asking, especially in the group, like, why do you like this or why do you like that? And also having the agency and working with lots and lots of podcasters, I've worked in a lot of hosts. I've worked with a lot of hosting companies. I've been on the back end. I used to like to say when I did websites, I was under the skirt of many. I've been under the skirt of many podcasters. So I know the back ends pretty well of Libsyn and Blueberry and Podbean and Spreaker and Captivate and a bunch of others. So we won't do this today because today I'm talking about Meet Edgar. We love Meet Edgar. Tom Tate, who used to work at AWeber, is now at Meet Edgar and he's loving it. The company was founded by Laura Roeder, who was one of the first instructors of B-School where Elsie and I met. So we're really excited that they are supporting us and our show and we're happy to support them as well. So once again, meetedgar.com/shepodcasts.
Woo-hoo.
Now.
All right. Now, here we go.
Favorite things episode. How's that? Was that a good jingle?
It's amazing. No? So shall we just go back and forth or are we going to do one and then you do another and whatever?
Should we do back and forth or should we do like, should we try and go category? Like what's in the clothing category? What's in the tech category?
Why don't we do it that way? And then I will just pass if I don't have anything in that category. So why don't we do it that way? So you start.
All right, I'll start because I don't see anything in your clothing category. Although
I don't have
like
anything
have
in my clothing category.
Okay, I have a few in my clothing category because this year I have decided a couple things. First of all, I'm moving my office downstairs so that my mother-in-law can have my office up here, my daughter's bedroom, because it's bigger and nicer and she deserves it, I guess, for giving birth to my husband. So I am moving downstairs and it's really cold in that office. In fact, Isaac calls it, because it's his playroom, he calls it my cold office. So I am trying to make new strides in sweatpants chic. And I found that American Eagle, their double XL really fits more than double XL. So like I like double XL and like Express, for example, would be like a fluffy 14-year-old. Whereas like in American Eagle, like it's actually for plus size women. So I found the best pairs of sweater pants. I have polar bear sweater pants and I have another pair of just ugly sweater pants. I wore them yesterday with a white, what they call the amazingly soft hoodie. By the way, these are not affiliate links. So feel free to go shopping on there freely and without guilt that we'll get paid something. I've been also buying a lot of white clothing. I'll explain that in a minute. But yeah, so white sweatshirt, polar bear leggings. I was so comfy and cute yesterday and I felt like balls because I've been sick and I just was like, ah, so nice to be cute and feel like shit at the same time. Like so rare. Today I am wearing from Macy's soft corduroy leggings and a black sweater. Those of us who work from home and never leave the house, like I don't have to wear the ugliest clothes I own. I'm trying to do, like I said, I know they call it athleisure, but I'm not athletic. So I want it to be leisure clothes, but cute and fluffy. So another thing I bought from American Eagle was, you'll love it. I don't know if you can see them, Elsie. They're velour leggings flare. So they're like teal velvet pants with a bell bottom. I swear I thought of you, but I thought she doesn't like leggings, so I wouldn't have got them for you. They're amazing. I am the cutest person alive when I wear these pants.
I love that. I think I'm going to have to check out some of these ones for myself because you're right. I have gotten, well, you know, my mom sent me the best soft, fuzzy flannel pajamas this season because she knows I'm a fan of like anything that's fluffy and furry and soft.
Me too.
And I have lived in these things, but I kind of love, I mean, I don't mind that I wear them all day like that. I don't have an issue around that.
Yeah.
But I would love to have the same feel with clothing that looks slightly more like if I wear like sparkly, like what you're talking about. Like, you know what I mean? That it's like just cuter, right?
Just a little bit of a glitter strand or a velvet look or like exactly just something. I mean the furry stuff I didn't even have a lot of, but I like the furry velvet does give it a little bit of a shine, which is fun.
Yeah, so I like that. And you are absolutely right, I do not like any kind of leggings, like even just looking, I'm looking at the ones that you have with the polar bear sweater leggings and when I look at that I was like, oh my god, I mean just the thinking that that has to wrap around my legs, I'm just like, no.
Yeah,
no, I don't like it.
Yep.
But whatever. That's me.
Yeah. I mean, it's really important, I think, to be comfortable. And I also, I'm working out more, and like, I want to be able to look like I'm working out even when I'm not working out. And I don't know. I just want to be cute and lazy at the same time. This is my way of doing it. And the last thing in the apparel category is glasses. There's this website. I'm going to spell it out, but there's no point. Just go to the show notes. It's VoogMe, but it's VogueMe.com, but it's with two O's. So VoogMe.com. I think it's only women's glasses, and they have the craziest ass frames you've ever seen in your life. And they have a whole section of fashionista frames, which I would not call myself a fashionista. However, they are like super thick cat eyes and definite glitter and like weird rhinestone corners. And I just got my new prescription yesterday from the eye doctor because I thought I was going blind. Turns out that the last eye doctor improved my eyesight without my permission. And so I've been seeing a lot worse than normal for 2 years. And so I thought, oh my God, I'm aging. I'm having a heart attack. I have cataracts. I didn't know what was wrong with me. She was like, no, you just had a big jump from your last prescription. And I was like, oh, now I know why, because that woman's an idiot. So I'm getting new glasses and a bifocal and readers, which I already should have been wearing before, but now I definitely know that I have to. So contact lenses with reading glasses, and then these glasses, which will have maybe a slight bifocal, I guess. I don't know. So yeah, VoogMe.com. Those are my favorites, but there's lots of them. Firmoo, F-I-R-M-O-O, Zenni Optical. Those are the cutest ones, I think. I know you don't need glasses because you're a whore, but...
Hey, no. I bought my first glasses this year. I have glasses, remember?
You don't wear them, though.
But I don't wear them because I wear them at, like, I would need them, like, I need them specifically. Like, if I'm going to the movies or if I'm watching a movie at night, I have to put them on so I could actually see the screen properly without me squinting. If I, you know, anything at night.
So you do wear them, just not in public.
Yeah, I don't really need them right now to be look, because, you know, one of the reasons I don't as much is because mine don't do the whole bifocal, whatever, the transition. I don't have transition lenses. So if I have to look at my phone and then look up, it's annoying because I can't see the phone. I have to lift the glasses, and if it's just too much. So I think I probably would wear them more if I had a that transition thing. And I think I'm going to do that, especially at night when my eyes get super tired.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a thing. But I thank you for the I've been looking for lenses. I mean, not lenses, frames.
Yeah, cute, these are frames. Cute. You know, I've worn glasses since I was 8 years old. So you're like deciding when and where you can wear your glasses. And meanwhile, I need a seeing eye dog if I don't have mine on. But that's cool. Okay. Well, it looks like Elsie, on your stuff, this is a good segue into the lifestyle category. It looks like Elsie has a few choice items in the lifestyle category, and I don't know if this is the active lady lifestyle or the active lady podcaster lifestyle, but you seem to have a few things on here, so hit it.
Yeah, I think it's both. And so I am a huge, like, my biggest thing I told Jess, it's like I'm all about, like, utilitarianism.
Yes.
But with a slash of cuteness. So it has to be cute. It has to be, like, in some way, shape, or form aesthetically pleasing to me so that I'm happy to use whatever item it is. Sometimes, because I can't find the cuteness, I settle for just utilitarian. And most of the time, my heart hurts a little bit. It's kind of like when you decide you're going to stay with that one guy because you think that you can't get any better. It's kind of like that. So I found my dream bag this time. So I am fully 100% committed. I'm in love. And it has not stopped. So it's been now, like, I think I've had this bag now for 6 months. I've been searching for this bag for years because when I want to find an item that I know I use daily, all the time, mm-hmm. I search and search and search and I try things out. I try not to buy things and, like, have them, like, I hate wasting anything. So if I give myself time with stuff, but this item I actually saw and waited to buy it for a while because I was like, do I really want it? Is it real? Like, I kept looking at it. Anyway, the bag is called the Lily Bag. It's a Canadian company. And I think it's called Lole, L-O-L-E, with the little tiny dots on the top of the E. And so it's kind of like Lululemon-ish, but not, right? But this one bag, so what's interesting about this company is that they obviously, their clothing is the thing that drives this. And they, unlike Lululemon, who generally updates everything for every season. So you can't get that one bag that you got last season because it no longer is being made. With Lole, they actually stick to one bag. And wow. They just make it in different colors.
That's a bold choice.
I know. And so they get this one bag, this Lily bag, is made in like four different types. So the kind that I got is because of the color. I literally bought this bag because of the color first and the functionality right up there. Those two things were perfection for me. It was the best marriage right there. And the third thing is the fact that I was looking for a bag that could both be a backpack and a tote at a moment's notice without having to deal with all kinds of problems with mm-hmm. this thing. And it's really hard to find something like that. So anyway, the Lily bag I bought in like this really bright, bright yellow. And if those of you who were at She Podcast Live probably saw this thing on my back, it's like pretty huge. And it is bright yellow, but they are not just bright yellow. Like they have different colors that are more in quote normal, like your blacks and your tans and your reds and stuff. And they have different material that goes along with them as well. The one that I got is sort of like not plasticky. I don't even know how to talk about it.
Yeah, waterproof. They all look like they're waterproof.
Yeah, but the two other ones that they have in there, they have a leather one.
Oh, I don't see the leather one, but these mostly look like parachute material, but strong, like a tent.
Yeah, but they also have other ones that are made out of cloth. A cloth thing, and they have a leather one. Like they have different materials for some of the ones that they make, and then they run out of them and then they make more of them, but they add a color to it. So this is the yellow that I got. Anyway, the reason that I loved it the most is because it had a place to put my computer. It's also really strongly shaped. So when it's opened, you can easily put things in and out really fast. And that drives me nuts. Like when bags like fold on themselves and you have to like pull them open and you're trying to shove something in there and everything comes together and it's so annoying. This kind of like stays in shape. And I can put my stuff, like my computer, my bullet journal, which is kind of pretty fat. It has a lot of different notebooks in it. I can put my Bose case in there, which is not necessarily a skinny thing. I mean, it's pretty big. And then I also can put my microphone in there, like the one that I carry like on the go. If and when I have to record outside of my house, I can shove that in there. It has places on the sides to put all kinds of stuff. It has a little extra little pouch that it comes with for like my essential makeup that I put in there. I mean, it has all of these little baby compartments everywhere, and I can use it as a tote and I can use it as a backpack. So I am in love, and it has a black bottom. So if I place it on the ground, it's not going to start looking like crap, dirty, disgusting thing because I use it all the time. And what I've noticed with my other bags is that usually they start to look really dirty and disgusting because I use it so much. And this bag does not do that. Like it still looks, for the most part, very, very clean. And then if it starts to get a little bit dirty, all I have to do is wipe it a little. Wipe the stuff that it's kind of looking a little funky. And it looks like really like nice. So and it's made really well. It hasn't started falling apart. And because I put my stuff through its paces. I'm not gentle with my things.
That's really convenient, especially with kids.
Right. I get you. Now, the other thing that I have here that has been life changing for me, and I bought a third one, which is the only reason I'm showing this. And I think I shared this last year I shared this too, are Hydro Flask. And I have two 40 ounce Hydro Flask, but I bought a one in yellow, the same color as my bag, of course. And that one is where I have my hot water with me. And I know that you see how opposite we are, dude. You cannot drink any water that's not cold with ice. And I cannot really deal with too much cold water unless it's like summertime. Other than that, it either has to be warm or more hot. So in the morning, I boil 40 ounces of water and I put it in my little flask and then it stays warm the entire day when I can sip through it all day long, and it warms me up when I start to get cold and whatnot. But what's lovely about Hydro Flask is that it does whatever you want it to. So if you would like to have ice in your water and you want to keep it all day, you can put it in this same little Hydro Flask. And because of the way that it's like made, I don't even know, like it keeps a perfect temperature. I don't know. They're like, whatever that is, when you put the lid on it, it actually works. So it keeps it. And I love it so much. I love these. And this is what I have for my girls. They have smaller ones. I use for my coffee. But my yellow one is happy. It makes me happy. And I write on it at the bottom, if found, please text. And then I have a phone number that I have down there that is not necessarily my home phone number, but it is a text number that I have so that I can get text messages. And then I have it in there. And it actually worked because I left my little yellow, big yellow bottle.
No way.
In the airport when I went to buy some, like when I was coming back from Steve Podcast Live, I got myself a frozen yogurt at the airport as a treat, like as I was like heading home. And I was in line and, you know, I had to put the bag, the thing down and take my wallet out and all that stuff. And I got, you know, my hand was full with the yogurt. So I totally forgot about my bottle. And I went to sit down. And all of a sudden, as I'm sitting there, I get a text. And then it said, hey, your yellow bottle is over here at the yogurt place. And I was like, oh.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
And I went and got it. So I was so excited.
That's amazing. Wow. So cool. You know, the Hydro Flask is the number one confirmation that you've cited a Visco girl, right? Do you know what Visco girls are?
No.
Say yes.
I don't. Oh, yes. No. What is it?
Visco girl is a type of influencer that wears scrunchies and drinks from a Hydro Flask and uses the Visco app to filter all their photos. And they're called Visco girls. And they always want to save the turtles. And they all use Hydro Flask. Not that there's anything wrong with it. It's lovely.
How about that? I had the Visco app on my phone and I didn't find it that appetizing. So I deleted it.
Yeah, I don't think it's that great either. But I guess they use it all the time.
All right, then.
Yeah. Okay, so those are your two. Oh, wait, do you have any other lifestyle ones? I feel like
no, dude. Yeah, keep going. You tell me some other things about lifestyle that you might have gotten.
Oh, for me? Okay. Well, I can just go into, this isn't really lifestyle, but well, no, I'll wait till software. I found an Etsy store that finally has an Apple Watch band that isn't hideously ugly. And I'll just have Elsie put a link into it because it's an Etsy store. It's called Boho Hippie Apple Watch Band. It's just a bracelet. It looks like bracelets, and then your Apple Watch is kind of in the middle of it. But like the plastic ones depress me. The leather ones, you know, you're supposed to be able to wear it swimming, so that's going to get all wet. I don't know. I've just been wanting one that looks cool and not like I'm about to run a marathon. I hate the way the Apple ones look. And so this whole store has like a billion cute ones, cuffs and bracelets and rhinestone-y ones, and it's so rare to find. They're $40, but I needed something cute because I'm tired of looking like, I don't know, I just feel like those are very, as you say, utilitarian.
No, you're right. It does. I think that you're absolutely right. When it comes to those watches, like there are some things that I feel need to be utilitarian-esque. And then for me, it's such a high-end watch. Why do you always need to have like those utilitarian, like you need to be able to dress it up, right?
Yes,
so
exactly.
This is so cute. It looks amazing. It looks like, then I'm like, I would consider wearing an Apple Watch like that. I just, every time I look at them, I go, they just look so like, as soon as I see it, I go, oh, they're wearing an Apple Watch. Like,
they're so depressing looking for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, they are. Yes, you are correct.
So that I love. And then I'm trying to think, some of these go from lifestyle to like hardware, software. Let's go with these pens. I found these amazing pens on Amazon. They are super fussy. They're like, I think they're meant to be for bridesmaids because they're like rose gold. And then one's white with rose gold polka dots and one's white. And at the top of them, instead of an eraser, it has like a big old what looks like a diamond ring. Only it's just like the diamond part. They're so over the top, fancy and girly. And I'm just, they're like $8 and I'm so attracted to them for some reason. So I need like 100. But I just want to share them with you because like, it's the opposite of the utilitarian. Like here I am like one so utilitarian. And then I'm like, where can I get a diamond ring pen? I just find that when I do need a pen, which is rare, it's kind of nice to have like a fun, pretty one.
I love pretty pens, dude. Absolutely. Yeah. I talked about some of those pretty pens before, but like before filling out the lifestyle thing, before we switch over to some other podcasting, more specific things, maybe possibly, I discovered pop sockets this year. I had been seeing them.
Pop sockets?
Yeah. Like I had been seeing them. I see people use them. I was like, you know, I don't know about pop sockets. It didn't click for me. It seemed annoying. It seemed like, why? I just kept looking at that. And then when we went to Podcast Movement, we did one of these like super fast, I don't know, like mentorship sessions that I had to do. Like we were in a room and everybody would come to the table and we would teach people and then they switched and all the stuff. But anyway, the sponsor of that event gave out little pop sockets for his company. And so I had a pop socket and I was like, oh, let me use it. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. Dude, it changes your whole way of using your phone.
Yeah. So then I was like, this is neat. I kind of really dig it. Oh, I get it. So then it all started to click. And then I thought, oh my God, I don't want this dude's company on my phone because number one, I'm not going to use it. Number two, it's really ugly. Like it's not even a cute logo or anything. So I had to go buy myself a pop socket. And of course I bought a Harry Potter one that says platform 9 3/4 on it. So just because I'm such a dork. And that makes me happy. And so now every time I look at it, I go, oh, this is neat. I still and mind you, I am now still on the search for the perfect pop socket. And I think that it's going to have to be some kind of She Podcast one that has, you know, sparkles on it. I have a feeling that we're going to have to do something like that because it is absolutely necessary now as a She Podcaster.
Pop sockets are awesome. The only problem is they don't last forever and it makes me sad.
Oh, okay.
They like I want them to last much longer than they actually do.
Oh, so, I get it.
Like it'll peel off my phone or, you know, just when you think you're confident in its stickiness, it disappoints.
Oh, you know what? It's so funny because I have a cover above my cover on my phone. Mm-hmm. So like it's not, I had previously tried to dress my phone up because I was like really, I couldn't find the perfect cover for my phone that is both utilitarian and cute. So I dressed up my utilitarian case. And I think the reason that it works so well for me is because it's not stuck on the phone. And it, for whatever reason, it sticks really a lot better to whatever the cover is that I have on top of it.
That makes sense. So, I'm looking at for my next cover, maybe one that has one embedded in there so it can't pop off.
Yeah. OtterBox is making those right now. I know that that's a thing.
I know. I've seen them. They're pretty awesome.
So anyway, and then the last thing in terms of that, I think I have, one last thing that has changed my life this year is the Nutribullet. The Nutribullet, like, little blender thingy-majigger, I bought two this year. So actually, I think I bought mine, it was in January. I bought mine in January, the Nutribullet Pro, which is around $89. So I got it, and it has changed my life. That thing is amazing. I used to have a blender before where I used to make smoothies to that thing. And then whenever I drank those smoothies, it was like chewing the bits of the tea leaves that tend to get stuck at the bottom of when you're having tea and it breaks. Phew. And then all of a sudden you're drinking and you're like, oh my God. It's like that. That's what it used to feel like when I made my smoothies. It was like chewing on vegetables and it was just not great. I didn't
exactly
know
what it looks like too, by the way. Like she's just chewing on mud and sticks.
Yeah, but no, but now with the Nutribullet Pro, when you make the thing, it's like just mushed, like it's just, it doesn't have bits. It's just all together.
All the twigs for her. So yes. She's happy.
So it's like just normal. It's kind of like you're having a Jamba Juice or something like that, where it's like the consistency of it is very drinkable. It's more liquid than solid. Let's put it that way. So I loved it super a lot. And then because my girl, like Hunter, now has a smoothie every morning, I left the smoothie here when I went to She Podcast Live. And then I bought another one that I could take with me that I'll travel with, which is the Nutribullet. That's it. The Nutribullet. And it's cheaper. I think it's like $59 or something. These things are amazing. If you guys want smoothies, get these. They're no-brainers.
So continuing on the contrast of you and me, I got an air fryer.
My mom has one of those.
It is amazing. First of all, it does make things healthier because there's no oil whatsoever. And like, so for example, I'm going to show John my pizza bagel this morning. Scott made me this beautiful pizza bagel. It's a bagel with tomato sauce and low-fat cheese. He put it in the air fryer for like 7 minutes and it's like this beautifully toasty, wonderful, perfect pizza bagel. Like so much, and it's like, I guess it's kind of a convection oven, so it cooks everything from all sides. Let's see, the first day I took frozen french fries and put them in, and they were like the perfect crispness with like a little bit of, you know, mashed potato in the middle, but they were like soft, oh, crispy wow. on the outside. They were perfect. Then the next morning, Scott buttered a bagel and put it in there. And he was like, it was like a fried bagel. It was the best thing I ever had.
Oh my God.
he's like obsessed with it now. Then his mother, this is only the only bad thing. We ordered Chinese food like the first or second night we had it. And I opened it up and she was thumbing through the recipes and she loves salmon. So she's like, oh, they have like a honey coated salmon in there. She had a raw piece of fish in the fridge. So she puts it in there. And oh, we're trying God. To eat. I swear none of us could eat. We're all sitting with our shirt over our nose. All you could smell was slimy fish. Oh, my God. It was so terrible. And then Scott was like, he wasn't just like trying not to smell it. Isaac is gagging. Scott was frowning. And she's like, what do you want me to do? And I'm like, he's like, how about you don't put a piece of fish with a fan on it? so funny because the air fryer, it does blow the hot air out the back, right? Which was basically aimed at our dinner table. The whole room smelled like fish. None of us could eat because all you could taste was that smell. It was so terrible. So yeah, no fish in there, but it's great for frozen food. It's great for baking stuff. They have some recipes, but like so far it's just been good for like, I mean, great for breakfast. And I don't know, we haven't really played with it that much, but it's great because you don't have to use so much energy like you do with an oven, and you can make all kinds of great stuff in it without having to add oil, which is cool. I think
I love it. We might have to buy one of those things because I think that would work out really, really well for our fast little
totally,
family.
Because you guys don't like to use the microwave. So it's perfect for you guys.
Yeah, we don't have a microwave. Yeah.
Well, even better. So this solves a lot of problems of like heating up pizza. He heat up a piece of pizza from leftover pizza. It was perfect. Basically, you can do most anything. The only thing we were thinking about is hot dogs. How do we hook? Will it explode in the air fryer? Nope. We haven't figured that out yet because I think it only explodes in the microwave because it's being, you know, spontaneously combusted, but I don't think that would happen in an oven. Maybe it would be grilled.
There's only one way to find out. Throw a couple of them in there and turn it on.
Yeah, I mean, we have a working smoke detector, so it's all good.
Oh, my God. All right, so shall we move to some podcasting things? Because we're going to have to wrap up soon, but let's move to
podcasting things. Oh, my God, we spent the whole time on fucking bullshit. All right, yeah, I mean, let's do hardware and software. Do you want to start?
Okay.
Which one, hardware or software?
Let's do hardware.
Okay.
All right. And now on to some nice podcasting related things or things that can help you with podcasting. So this year, I think the biggest game changer for me was when my old school computer, which I've had since I don't remember when, I can't remember when I bought that computer.
You said 2012, dude. 2012.
Right.
So never forget when I asked you how old your computer was and you said 2012. That is burned into my brain for eternity.
Yeah. But it was working really well. I think I bought it like at the beginning in 2013. It was a 2012 MacBook Air that I bought at the beginning of early 2013. It was doing really, really well. But in the summer, the USB port stopped working and I did all of the troubleshooting that I could have. I did a lot of research. So please don't send me all kinds of different things that I should have done. I reached to the pros on what to do with my computer.
It's over, people. Don't help.
Yeah. And then after all of that, I finally took it into Apple and they essentially said that because I said, these are the things the steps I've taken to reset and do all this stuff. And they said, it looks like it's a logic board issue. And it can go at any time. So there is no, like it could die right now or not. And the problem is that I work with USB ports all the time. There's no way I could have done that. And I couldn't take that anymore. Like, it was like, oh my God, my computer's going to die like right now. And I can't live without it. It's my job, right? Mm-hmm. So, She Podcast was very nice and got me a computer.
I wanted you to be functional. So,
yes.
Yes. Our business bought her a new computer.
And it is a MacBook Air. It's a late 2018 model, and it is a rose gold 13-inch. And it's, I pretty much almost maxed it out in terms of like how you can upgrade it. The only thing I didn't upgrade was the hard drive. So I have a 500 and something gigabyte hard drive versus the solid state drives that it comes with. And I think it can go all the way up to a 1 terabyte, but I didn't really need that. So it is really great. It's so much lighter than now the other one looks so huge. I'm like, oh my God. And the other one was a 13-inch as well. It's just that the design of it is totally different. I love everything about it except maybe the keyboard, which I had heard a lot about the keyboard.
What's wrong with it?
That it's a, well, it's just different. Like when I type on this keyboard, it is really loud. Whereas when I used to type in my 2013, it was not. Like I could actually float
and people didn't know that I was.
So yes, it's there's a design difference. Yeah, it was. It's really weird. That's the only thing I'm not too keen on. Everything else, I think it's a really powerful computer. There was somebody who was wanting to buy, I think Danielle, shout out to you, Missy, was looking to buy a new computer. And the question, and even you, Jess, you were asking me, is this powerful enough for like, you know, editing and stuff? I do believe that it's a powerful little computer. It actually does a lot more than you think it does. In terms of what it can do in terms of processing. So any kind of audio, any kind of, you know, recording, and I think video editing as well, it does really well. I think what it doesn't do really well on is if you're doing a lot, like if you're doing a lot of video editing, like if your video editing is your job and you're managing and dealing with a lot of things and running a lot of different programs, this is probably not the computer that you want. Yeah. But for podcasting, it's great. Yeah. It's amazing. The only thing is, of course, because everything's redesigned now, you have got to buy everything else. Meaning there's you have to buy a gazillion different dongles. Dongle, 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 dongle. So
yeah, that's all the new ones. I configured a new computer for myself also, and I tried to go with the MacBook Air, but you're right, the video just wasn't fast enough, and I can't make it. Like, the reason no one has seen a promo video for, She Podcast Live is because my computer keeps dying every time I try to do it, and it's my only computer. So I was like, I have no space. I have no memory on this one, right? It's, 8 gig of memory and, 120-something of storage. So now I'm going to have 2 terabytes of storage, 32 gig of hard drive memory, a new graphics, whatever, 8-core processor, because my computer's yesterday it was dying just trying to use Zoom. It's sad.
Aww.
And I've only had it 2 years, but I mean, I think the trick is, and I will never make this mistake again, if you need a new computer and you're like, well, I'll just upgrade it later. No, you won't. You're going to buy a new computer later because in 2 years when it doesn't work anymore, you don't want to put in another processor and another memory. You may as well just buy a new one. So I'm buying a new one. So I'm going to have a 16-inch. Also, the reason I got a bigger screen, even though I know the 13-inch is perfectly good because that's what I have right now, is if anyone saw the programs from She Podcast Live, and you'll notice that they were made for an 80-year-old grandmom, that's because my screen was so small that I didn't think it would all fit on the page, not realizing, and of course, stupid me, I was too big of a hurry to print it out and see. But it was huge. Each block was 1/4 of the page, and it was 8.5 by 11. So I was like, I'm going to get myself a bigger screen because that's ridiculous that I can't tell how big things are. So, yep. So I got myself a new one too. Other hardware I would like to discuss very quickly is a standing desk. I'm going to try one of those.
I like that. I saw that. It's a great price too.
It's $200 and it just goes right on top of your, it goes right on top of your desk, and you can just stand and sit. I got to start doing it because my ass is starting to adhere itself to this chair, and that's no good. I think that's it. I think everything else for me is software. What about
really
you?
Cool.
Do you have any other hardwares?
Yeah.
I have some more hardwares
because of I have the hardware for that has this year with a Rodecaster Pro has been got life changing for me.
Yes.
So this little machine is what we're both recording on today. John is kind of piping me in today because I don't have the proper bandwidth for us to do what we've been doing lately. So he set up his Rodecaster Pro. He called my cell phone. So we're having a cell phone conversation that's being piped in through the Rodecaster Pro, which can be heard by both John and Jess. But also on my end, I have put the phone into my Rodecaster Pro, and I am doing 2 separate recordings, which I'm recording in the Rodecaster itself, and I'm also recording on my computer, so I have backup files happening at the same time, and it's just amazing. I mean, it's just, for somebody who doesn't have very good connection like me, this is an unbelievable product, and it is something for people who do who happen to have, and this happens all the time, if you have the budget, like this puppy right now, it's about $599, and you do still need to have a microphone, right? So you do have to purchase a microphone to do that. But if you have that and you have a show where you have an interview show, or you need to interview guests that have zero idea how to even get on the internet, which you'd be surprised, there are a lot of people who are doing this. There are a lot of people who are interviewing people who don't know how to use Skype, who don't know how to use Zoom, who have problems with all kinds of stuff. And you just can tell them, just call my phone. Here, everybody can do that. And then you can just record them and it's perfectly fine. And then you don't have to deal with any other software. Like, you don't have to have an extra account for anything else other than this. So it does, in the long run, ends up saving you money because it's so versatile. So, and we also started using the Heil PR30, which we got this year, both Jess and I. And I really love this microphone as a higher end microphone than the Samsung Q2U, which I love and carry with me. I have three Samsung Q2Us that I now have just for any time that I need to record on the Rodecaster, on the scene, or backups or whatever. I have those. But when I'm at home and I want to be fancy, that's what's going to be in my, in quote, home studio, if that ever happens. The Heil PR30 is what's going to be here.
Awesome.
Yeah, those are the things. Anyway, go for it, Jess.
Okay. I have been really getting into Notion and all the different things it can do. It can, by the way, connect a quarterly, monthly, weekly, and daily journal and calendar all together, which I'm trying to put that together right now. It can create something called tech stacks, where in the future, when Elsie and I do these favorite things, we can embed them in a web page and then just send you the link to that. So you can like click right on them. Also, like things we recommend for podcasting or social media or websites and stuff like that. You can create these like crazy galleries and just sort of send links to them for people. You can make a task list that connects to all those calendars and then embed it in every page. So like I can put it in the show notes. I can put it in my personal stuff. I can put it in the stuff I'm using for CP Live and just keep everything straight. It's going to organize my entire head. Marie Poulin, who is somebody I know, she's a wonderful woman entrepreneur, has been teaching Notion for Notion. Actually, she does their office hours and she has a Notion mastery course that I just started, and I'm overjoyed to be able to get to know it and learn it more. So that's definitely on the list. Start using Notion. Its greatest strength is also its biggest weakness, which is that it is completely customizable and therefore a little bit overwhelming. So I'm all about templates. I'm all about templates anyway. I have no, as an ADHD person, I get very overwhelmed with a blank piece of paper. And so anytime I'm going to do anything, I almost always search for a template just so that I know how to start without having a panic attack. So those things are good. Oh, I forgot one of my favorite little lifestyle. I'll put it in there. There's this great website that does the most cute kitchen shit ever. It's called French Bowl. And you can just check it out when you have a chance. Besides Notion, I want to talk about, so lately on Instagram, I've been seeing these advertisements for something called light and airy filters for your photos, for mobile and for desktop. And as you know, the She Podcast Live photos were a little bit dark. There was no real windows in the Atlanta Marriott Marquis, and the lighting and the decor is very, very dark. So I bought these mobile presets for Lightroom on the mobile phone for like $40. And then actually they were so good, I bought them for the desktop, which of course I can't use because my computer's a piece of shit, but I will be using them soon. They have made our photos look completely different, Elsie. Like, these are not the same photos we saw on Instagram. They're not the same photos that we took ourselves. They're not the same photos even that Lee Uhura, who, by the way, she took a lot of our speaker photos. You'll get a chance to see those. But if you want to hire her for photography, it's leeuhura.com, I think, or WL. No, just Lee Uhura. You can look for her in our group, in the She Podcast group. These filters have made our pictures look actually like there was light there. I changed our headshots because, not that they were too dark, because Natalie did a great job, but it's just like, now you can see the color of my hair. You know, my hair is dark against a dark background. And so now everything is differentiated and they're amazing. These filters are amazing. It's light and airy photog, I think, .com. Oh, Rakuten. Okay. If you guys don't know what Rakuten is and you do any kind of online shopping, like Black Friday is my official holiday. So like I do a lot of Black Friday shopping. Rakuten is a Chrome plugin where, especially around this time of year, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Christmas, they, like, stores will offer you cash back if you shop there. And the only way you can get it is if you go to the website, for example, go to Macy's.com. Today they're having 10% cash back. So the plugin will ask you, would you like to activate the Rakuten 10% cash back? You say yes, it refreshes, you spend money, it sends you cash. I shit you not. Over Black Friday, I made $250 back just using this plugin and doing nothing else but shopping.
Wow. That's crazy.
$250. I know. It's crazy. So right now, like, just going to Rakuten, it's Rakuten. Kohl's has 6%. Macy's is 10%. And they have literally every store. Like, Sephora is usually 6%. Amazon has a percentage back today. Walmart, Bloomingdale's, everything. Gap, everything. And, you know, even if you're just buying a $20 thing, like, it adds up. It adds up when you're right. buying stuff, especially for Christmas, you know. And if you do mostly online shopping, this is a great way for you to just save a little more. It doesn't go against coupons. It's not. It has nothing to do with whatever coupon code you find. It doesn't go against anything. It's just they must have some kind of relationship with the stores where they can offer cash back. And I mean, why not reap the rewards of that? So I just wanted to let you guys know that because it's super helpful for making some cash. I think that is it for me as far as my favorite stuff. Oh, there's one more thing, Elsie will give you the link for it. So like because I'm cleaning out my office, I'm moving all my shit around and I have a giant bucket of cords that like I have to search every time I need something I have an Apple Watch, every time I need a micro USB, an Amazon block, like cord, just like a tangled mess of cords. So I bought a giant amount of Velcro cord wraps. And like Elsie, you can see, I mean, how many is here? Like 40? I don't even know. I mean, I'll probably have to buy more.
It's huge.
But there's little ones and big ones, because the big ones, you know, you need for your mics, because those are big ass cords. And there's little ones too. And now I'm starting to have a little rainbow of fruit flavors of little cords that I can find easily in my desk or in a drawer instead of a giant mess everywhere I go. Because there's a mess here in my office. There's a mess next to my bed because I'm constantly looking for cords for my phone next to my bed. So this is hopefully going to solve that problem and maybe it'll solve it for you. That is it. I am diggity done. What about you? You have some more stuff, do you not?
I just have just a little bit and then we can finish off today. So essentially, I back up what Jessica said about Notion. I love that thing. And it is, it like does all the things. But I think that the biggest issue with that is because it does that, because it is so versatile. You do need time to be able to like kind of sit there and make it do what you want it to do versus like you don't go into Notion and say, how does this work? Right?
It's not you have
like you
to
don't
know
like
what you
find.
Want.
Yeah, you don't like just do like you have obviously you have basics, like you understand the concept of a lot of things that happen within the software, but the magic doesn't happen until you know how to use the pieces to make it's kind of like Lego, you know, like if you have you can either buy the Lego and then build it the way that what it tells you, right? You'll make the little thing that tells you how to do the stuff, or you could totally see shapes in your head and then you can put all the Lego pieces together and then like make it. So
yeah, I'm not one of those people, which is why I need templates because I always hated Legos for this exact reason. It's just a giant pile of blocks and I'd be like, nope. And I would run away. Yep. But I'm telling you, it's going to organize my entire head. I cannot wait.
It's so you, if you do need a little more guidance, I think that what I'm going to take a look at it as well and then see if we can develop something within it because it's an insanely amazing tool. And Alphonic, everybody, every podcaster needs to have a Alphonic desktop. And if you want to start saving today, just even $1 a day or whatever, you know, $10 a month for yourself, it's $89 for the desktop version. You need to have it because it'll save your butt so many different times. You won't have to be going into She Podcast complaining about my levels are off and all this kind of stuff. Just buy the thing already. It is unbelievable. And I love it so, so very much. And the last little piece of software that has been amazing this year for me, again, has been Canva Pro, because being able to really quickly on the fly design things that kind of resemble something appealing is very awesome. Like it makes you be able to design stuff in such an easy way, especially if you already have like colors and fonts and things that you have decided is your brand. And you can very easily create things on the fly if you don't have a graphic designer support in the house. So that's something for you to really invest time playing around with and learning how to use, because it's an incredible tool and they're doing so many other things. Anyway, that's it for that. Mind you guys, all of this stuff is going to be in the show notes. So there are going to be links of things that are mentioned, even the things that Jess kind of like mumbled through and you didn't understand what she said.
Yes, look in the show notes, still please.
That's still going to be in the show notes. So all of that stuff is going to be there. Go ahead and look through it, and you can click through any of these things. And no, we don't actually have, I mean, we should at some point, but at this time, we don't have any affiliate links to any of this stuff. We're just putting it out there. But if you do want to support us, head on over to meetedgar.com/shepodcast and support our sponsor, because that's really a wonderful way for you guys to do it. Test them out for a month, $1 to get you guys started. It's going to be amazing. And that's just another way that you can really start doing more of the things that you love around podcasting and stop, you know, wasting so much time figuring out how you're going to get so much promotion out for your show because you're so busy editing.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, God, that was a long show full of lovely, lovely things. But now that we are wrapping up, again, please take Elsie's advice. Go to meetedgar.com/shepodcast. Also, we have a VIP group, and we do a Q&A once a week. And if you would like to join that at the current $5 a month level, you better do it soon, because in a couple weeks, it's going to go up. So patreon.com/shepodcast. Join it for $5. You get access to Elsie and I exclusively, as well as our Q&As. What else, my dear? Oh, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at She Podcast. The group is free for the ladies and the non-binary. It is facebook.com/groups/shepodcast. And I don't think that's it. That's it. So we will see you next time. Have a wonderful week. Love you.
Mean it.
Bye. The rest.